الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Last week we played that clip of those beautiful recitation of the hadith that itself was so wonderful and enjoyable, and Allah reward Maulana Hassan for sending it and for having it played here. So just for the benefit of everyone, we'll just redo it and also explain the virtues again. And perhaps all of us still and catch up, those who are not ulama, and just hearing it one time also is not sufficient. So the first hadith, Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن أقول سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله هو أكبر. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if I read this word, the third kalima, then أحبُّ إلى الله مما طلعت عليه الشمس. These are more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than all the things that the sun rises upon. All the gold, silver, the beautiful sceneries, the beautiful seas and the rivers and the waterfall, whatever you can think of the world, just to recite these words. So Allah give us tawfiq, whenever we got free time, make a point to read it, one tasbih minimum a day. And besides that, whenever we got a free time, and we just think that this Allah loves the most, I'm reciting this, and Allah loves it very, very greatly. When Abdullah Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما على الأرض رجل يقول. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that there isn't any person on the surface of the earth who says لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر وسبحان الله والحمد لله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. A person says that those words إِلَّا كُفِّرَتْ عَنْهُ زُنُوبُهُ زُنُوبَهُ. His sins are all forgiven. Just by reading that, all the kafara of his sins take place. His sins are forgiven. We can see this, مَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, how valuable, how great they are. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لقيت إبراهيم ليلة أسري بي. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the night when my miraj took place. In Jannah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam amongst all the other anbiya also. Then Nabi Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Ya Muhammad, أقري أمتك سلام مني. O Nabi, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey my salams to your ummah from my side. What a great, we should understand who we are. Being in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great Nabi like Ibrahim alayhi salam has sent salams for us. And who he sent it was? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. If any great buzurg have to send for us salams, how won't elated we won't feel? Let us understand that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has sent salams for us. And what are we doing? What gunas we are involved in? What wrong things? And who has sent salams for us? So, and ulama say we should reply to this salam. That alayka wa alayhimus salam. We reply to Nabi alayhi salam to you. And also we should learn this, that many times people tell us that so-and-so gave you salams. We say, wa alaykum as-salam. We should say, alayhi wa alaykum as-salam. To reply that salam is necessary for us. If somebody writes us a letter, an email or anything, and he writes a salamu alaykum, the adab also, don't write A-S-W-B. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Should write it out in full. And it is necessary then to reply to that salam. Even if we are reading it, then read and reply to that person his salam. Salam is a great amanat. Salam is a great ni'mat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One person traveling met one buzurg in some town. After meeting him, discussing everything, he told him, I'm going to the other town. He said, my friend is there, another great buzurg, convey my salams to him. So he went, and then when he went there, he forgot. So that buzurg of the next town asked him, you came from that town, my one great friend is there, a great buzurg. Didn't he send some present for me? You met him, but he always sends present for me. So he said, no, when he insisted, then he started feeling a bit awkward, like something, if it was some money or something, like I'm eating it up, I'm not giving it. Then he asked him, didn't he send salams? So he said, yeah, he said, that is the greatest gift. And over the whole discussion of salam is such a great thing. Peace of Allah Ta'ala, barakat of Allah Ta'ala, and the rahmat and barakat of Allah Ta'ala. So we have got salams from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and brought by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who has brought it to us? Great, great muhaddithin. Like Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah, other great, great muhaddithin have narrated this hadith and brought it to us. We should really, really appreciate it very, very greatly. And then he said further, وَأَخْبِرْهُمْ and inform them أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ طَيِّبُ التُّرْبَةِ that Jannat is a beautiful land, very fertile, it grows very, very well. أَزْبَةُ الْمَا and the water of Jannat is also very good. The land is so fertile, the water is so good also. وَإِنَّهَا قِيَانٌ but it's barren, there isn't anything there. So you've got an opportunity where you have got a very fertile ground and you are going to live there forever. And you have been given wonderful water, the irrigation system also so great. And then what are the... وَغِرَاسُهَا and the plants of Jannat, the trees and the plants of Jannat, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. They have that yaqeen. I planted my tree in by reading this kalima, the four words, four trees have been planted. We read it 100 times, 400 trees have been planted. And in that place where we are going also, our garden, our beautiful garden we want. And those trees, what fruit, what are the fruit of those trees? What is the shade of those trees? What are the flowers of those trees? What is the beauty of that tree? And we all would like to have a picnic under some tree. But this is not a tree, trees. And forever and ever. And what great ni'mat. So these are really great baqiyatu salihat. Just think of them and we should feel happy. And this Allah tabaraka ta'ala has given us. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ادعوا جنتكم قلنا يا رسول الله من عدو قد حذر. Now one time Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله said that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said call your armies. So the Sahaba asked from an army, from some enemy that is already present. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must have said it in such a way that there was urgency in the matter. That it is something serious, call the army quickly. They say like the head of the state. He calls and he tells the army general, the minister of defense, the minister of the army, that call your army. So he says, is there some enemy? Is there, what is happening? You call me this time? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, قال لا بل جنتكم من النار. There's no army that has come here, but it is your protection. It is your army from the fire of Jahannam.
You will get your defense from the fire of Jahannam. So just by reading this word, it's our defense from the fire of Jahannam. Allah loves it the most also. That person is forgiven also. All his sins are forgiven also. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, plant the trees of Jannat, and they are these words, and they are your protection also from the fire of Jahannam. In fact, we should immediately say, I'm going to teach my children also, that they get up to so much of mischief, let them read also this kalima, and they their protection also from the fire of Jahannam. قولوا سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر فإنه يأتينا يوم القيامة منجيات مقدمات وهن باقيات الصالحات. They will come on the day of Qiyamah as to give you salvation from the fire of Jahannam. It will be your protection completely, and they will be there in front of you. Before you are there, your protection is there already. You are going to a place where you fear some harm. But when you go there, you find all your own security is there to protect you completely. And these are baqiyatu salihat. One in Nu'man ibn Bashir, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إنما مما تنصرون من جلال الله من تسبيح وتكبير وتهليل وتحميد. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that all these things, they are the things that give you great help by in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. They are great helpers of yours in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. That is tasbih, subhanallah, takbir, Allahu Akbar. And tahleel, la ilaha illallah. And tahmeed, alhamdulillah. And they are yan'atifna hawla al-arsh. That they are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah. Which our Shaykh rahmatullah explained so beautifully, that our dhikr is better than us. That we make dhikr here on the farsh, on the ground. And the dhikr immediately goes to the arsh of Allah. We haven't reached there. Our zikr reached there already. And then not only that it has reached there, and this is 100%, it goes there, and that zikr of ours now is making tawaf around the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And not only tawaf around the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, but much more greater than that also. لَهُنَّ دَوِيٌ كَدَوِيٌ النَّحَلِ. And it has got a buzzing sound, like the buzzing of bees. As they are making tawaf, it's got a buzzing sound, like the buzzing sound of a bee all the time. So what we are reading, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, it's gone by, we still here on the ground, it's gone by the arsh. And it's got this buzzing sound there. And what is the sound, what is that buzzing sound of it? تُذَكِّرُ بِصَاحِبِهَا. And it's talking of so-and-so send me, so-and-so send me. And this words which Allah loves more than Allah loves anything on the whole surface of the earth, Allah loves these words. They are reading those words and they say, who has sent me? They take the name of that person. They remind me and they are taking the name. So we are here, but our name is being taken by the arsh of Allah. How great is not the dhikr of Allah and these baqiyatu salihat. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Qurban Jai, what a great Nabi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us some very dear advices. Ama yuhibbu ahadukum an yakuna lahu aw la yazalu lahu. That a person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't you want that you, or that continuously you are remembered by Allah Ta'ala, may yudhakkiru bihi, that those that will talk about you. How happy we get if somebody goes and talk good about us by somebody. and they say that person, all this good quality, that good quality, or he sends some presents for you, he sends this present for you, he sends that present for you. How happy we'll get that now my name is being taken there by this person, and that is, I'm being remembered there, they are talking about me. And yeah, by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just by us reading, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, we are being remembered. And our name is being taken, and by the arsh of Allah ta'ala, that we have sent this gift there, and our name is taken, and that we are remembered in the court of Allah. We are here on the ground, but we are remembered in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال إذا حدثتكم بحديث أتيتكم بتصديق ذلك من كتاب الله. حضرت أبو عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه said, when I narrate a hadith to you, I present the proof of it from the Quran Sharif as well. It's a hadith also, and the proof of it I present from the Quran Sharif. Allah reward our Shaykh very greatly. Many times he used to say that what I say, ask me now the proof of it. Where is the proof of it in the Quran Sharif? In the Hadith Sharif. Then Hazrat should present his proof. And Hazrat used to say that he is our tasawwuf is mudallal bil Quran wal Hadith. It's not just some make-up stories. It's not some fantasy, but it is purely proven by the greatest authorities, Quran and Hadith. There is no greater authority in the world than Quran and Hadith. So, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, then he said that, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ Muslim إِذَا قَالَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهِ. When he says these words, and in this hadith it comes, to وَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهِ as well. When a person says the words, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهِ. When a person says these words, فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِنَّ مَلَكٌ. Then they go with this, and then a farishta takes hold of those words, grabs of them. They love it so much and they want to be the ones. Like for example, if somebody has to say that you are going there to that town, there my friend, my buzurg is there, friend, very good friend, I want to send a present, who will take it? And there are 5-6 people going, all will be eager, I must be given the honor, that I must be taking it. So like that the farishtas grab hold of those words. As soon as we say, they grab hold of it. And then they take it, يَجْعَلُهُنَّ تَحْتَ جَنَاحِ. And they put it under their wings. In other words, they look after it properly. We have got an amanat to deliver somebody, somewhere to somebody, then we say, I mustn't lose it. It mustn't get wet in what water. It mustn't get dusty. It mustn't get lost. I must look after it. So with great protection they take it, and then they go out. ثُمَّ سَعَيْدَ بِهِنَّ. And then they go out. فَلَا يَمُرُّنَّ بِجَمْعٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And they don't pass any group of malaika. As they pass any and every group of malaika, illa istaghfaru liqa'ilihin. All those malaika, they seek forgiveness for the reader of this word. They all recognize that these are very great words. And the malaika now continuously, they make dua of istighfar. We are committing gunas. Malaika, as ulama have explained, this ummat, what a great ummat. We are busy making gunas here, the malaika making istighfar for us. Just make our dhikr, and then with the dhikr and this baqiyatu salihat, just make them always regularly, and the malaika will get the istighfar of the malaika. Ulama have written so wonderfully that those people, those ulama, Allah loves the most very greatly, who do not make people despair, lose hope of the mercy of Allah. And neither do they give them license to commit sin. No, they don't let them lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Neither do they tell them that what you call it, you can, gunas you can commit. No. The in between the two. And this was a great, great quality of our ulama. That they always, never, no matter what guna a person could have committed, you don't lose hope. And on the other hand, don't think that all the ayats and the hadith of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that they are a license for us to commit sins. That we don't worry anything, we just learned one lesson, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Nabbi ibadi anni anal Ghafoorur Rahim. Wanna adabi, who, and my punishment is also very severe. My mercy is also very great, unlimited. My punishment is also severe. My mercy is unlimited. And my punishment is severe, but it's Allah will limit it. Allah qualities are all unlimited. So we must not lose hope at all. And on the other hand, we must not become bold and daring. And we just go reckless and commit sins also. So anyway, the fact is, we read these words, make the dhikr of Allah, and the malaika are making dua of istighfar for us. And what doubt can be there in the istighfar, the duas of the malaika being accepted. Hatta yajibihinna wajha al-Rahman Ta'ala. Until now, they reach right by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. As you said those words, they grabbed it. They were keen. Everyone was keen. I must take this words. I must take this amanat, this great gift. As they passing the malaika, all those malaika making dua of maghfirat, the greatest dua of maghfirat for the reader of it. And then they go to Allah, they direct themselves to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and here Allah is referred to Rahman, the name of Allah that is used here, the great merciful, the great kind being. Summa qala Abdullah, then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we say that I always quote support from the Quran Sharif. Then he read, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ كَلِمُتُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. That kalima tayyiba, it goes up to Allah Ta'ala. And amali saliha, that is the means that takes it up. Kalimutu tayyiba goes up to Allah Ta'ala. All these wonderful words. And amali salih makes it rich by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, more and more. So easy words they have been made, so enjoyable to read. We get enjoyment in reading them. And what great, great rewards and what great, great fruit of it. And another hadith, وَعَنْ جُوَيْرِيَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهَا أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَرَجَ مِنْ عِنْدِهَا بُكْرَةً. On one morning, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left her home, her room where she was, حتى صلى الصبح, when Fajr namaz was read, وَهِيَ فِي مَسْجِدِهَا ثُمَّ رَجَعَ بَعْدَ أَنْ أَضْحَى. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam returned after the time of Zawal, the time of Duha, not Zawal, the time of Duha, charge time. Like from Fajr time till 11, 12 o'clock, round about there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, وَهِيَ فِي مَسْجِدِهَا عَلَى الْحَالِ. And she was still in her place where she was making her namaz in her condition of zikr. In other words, from Fajr right till charge time, she was busy making the zikr. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked her that since I left you, you still here all the time? One way I'm here. I didn't go to the kitchen. I didn't go and do other housework. I'm just making zikr all the time. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam told her, لقد قلت بعدك أربع كلمات ثلاث مرات. After I left you, I said four words three times. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. I said them three times, and these words of mine are much more superior. Not سبحان الله, سبحان الله وبحمده. That word I said, which is the same meaning, Subhanallah bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa ridha nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimatihi. There's four times I said this, kalimat. And they, if you weigh them by the arsh of Allah, my this few words that I said, Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa ridha nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimatihi. What you read from the morning till chash time, this words I said them three times, they are more weighty than what you have read. So from here also we learn, we should try and make the ibadat in which we get the most reward. If we have a job offer where we're getting 2,000 and another job 20,000, nobody will opt for the job of 2,000. Yeah, we are taught how to get the greatest reward, and we just start jobbing for Allah, working for Allah, singing His praises, and which gives a pleasure to a person. And this all comes, and for what? This is our tazkiyah in nafs and our islah in nafs and ta'alluq with Allah, cleaning our heart. Then see the Quran Sharif we read, what enjoyment we will get. Quran Sharif we read, what uloom will open on us. Even if we are not alims, what to say about the ulama, and they understand and read. One is you read, but your heart is still dirty. It is closed still. So you're reading, you're getting the thawab. It's not to that extent. It is also less. But when your heart is clean, and now you understand it. You take a child who has just started reading Nazra Alif Ba'atasa, and you put him in a sabak of Bukhari Sharif, what is he going to understand and benefit? The sawabs he'll get, the barakat, the environment, all that goodness he will get. One of those students, he brought his little child also for Bukhari Sharif sabak. But how much is he? One is a person who has gone through everything and is prepared for Bukhari dars. And now when the Ustad is speaking, every word is having a great meaning on him. He is enjoying that. Like that when our hearts, if we do our spiritual cause, and now we say these words, we read Quran Sharif, we read Hadith, from even wrong things which are happening in the world, we will take great good lessons. But when the heart is not clean, even the good things are happening, we take a negative lesson from there. We'll make some ghibat about the person. We'll just pass some remark about it. Great, great occasions of goodness where we can benefit fully, but we still come out useless from there. And if our hearts are clean, the worst things, gunas also, but we will take such lessons from there. And we will benefit from there so much that those people themselves perhaps don't benefit so much from there. So it's a matter of our tazkiyah, cleaning our hearts, turning to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So these are very, very great words Allah ta'ala has given us, baqiyatu salihat, and all types of Allah's ibadat. And whether it is the most important is namaz. After iman, and iman is in the heart of a person. And a person himself also don't know his condition of his iman. But the condition of iman, if anyone wants to test his iman, let him look at his salat. Then he will be able to see what the condition of his iman is. The whole upshot and result of iman is namaz. And the whole upshot of namaz is takbir-e-tahreema. Allahu Akbar. When we are saying Allahu Akbar, are we cutting ourselves from dunya and now we are to Allah? Or is it that the door of dunya is opening? We are in namaz, but now the dunya's door we have opened. Now we are planning our work, now we are thinking about this, we are arguing with somebody, we are giving them answers. Whole namaz goes in there. So how is that Allahu Akbar will tell you your inside condition. And your inside condition is really your condition of your iman. If you have got ta'alluq with Allah, then the mazhar, the expression of it is your namaz. See your namaz. Or are you playing soccer in your namaz? Or are you supporting some soccer kuffar teams in your namaz? And are you making dua for that soccer team of yours to win in your namaz? what is the condition of this namaz of ours? So namaz will tell us. So namaz is a thing a person has to make great effort on. And if namaz becomes correct, a person's whole deen becomes correct. And when namaz deen is correct, dunya also becomes correct. Then our akhirat also will be made. And then a person will find his heart in namaz. Today in the masjid, we are like, unfortunately, like a bird in a cage. Hey, we just come last minute also, and we are the first to go. We hardly make salam finish, and we are already jumping up. And one thing will happen in between. The cell phone will come out. What messages have come? That we will be concerned. But my message to Allah, that what message have I sent to Allah? What is the condition of my namaz? So that unfortunately we are very, very far behind. And if we correct our namaz, then our lives will be corrected. Where Allah Ta'ala says, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, anyone came to him, were having financial constraints, difficulties. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should say, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your family people to make namaz. Not just encourage them, wa'amur, command your family people. Make that full effort that all your family people make namaz. And for yourself, you go a level higher. Many levels higher. Wastabir alayha. Istabir is from the word sabara. And the istabir istif'al, the khasiyat of it is that thing what you are doing, that thing becomes part of you. And then not only part of you, you become that thing. So you, the namaz becomes part of you. You become namaz. In other words, people, when they even talk about you, then they say, oh, he is a namazi. Whenever you see he's reading namaz, whenever you see he's talking about namaz, you became namaz. Was tabir, so much. And how beautifully Buzurgs have said that, if you want your subordinates to make namaz, faraz, you make nafil. When you will make nafil, your subordinates will make faraz. When you concentrate in your namaz, they will make outward namaz. So you become more stronger. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And then, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We don't asking you for rosy. We didn't send you in dunya to earn your rosy. We all think our main faraz in dunya we have come to look for rosy. My son must open a shop for him. My daughter must have a university degree. And all that they can earn money. Allah says, we did not send you to earn your rosy. We have taken that promise. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ. A Buzurg says, about 70 places in the Quran Sharif, Allah has promised our rosy. One place, Shaitan, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ. Shaitan promises you, he puts fear in you of poverty. Now the 70 promises of Allah we forget. And this one place where Shaitan, the biggest liar, deceiver, fraudster, he tells you that you'll become poor. Earn this, make that investment, do this. We listen to him. And the 70 places Allah Rabbul Izzat has told us that rosy, I have وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ رِزْقَهَا. Rosy is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. How many ayahs of the Quran Sharif? So we must, our namaz. Allah says that we will give you rosy. نَحْنَ نَرْزُقُكُ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. May Allah grant us all righteousness, proper understanding and baqiyatu salihat. Spread it in our family, our friends, everyone, and try and read it. Our name is taken by the arsh of Allah. Malaika making dua for us. Allah loves that person greatly who reads these words. And you don't need wuzu, you don't need namaz time, you don't need qibla, you don't need anything. And you can be reading this, and we're getting all this great reward. Allah make our tongues engaged with this all the time. Subhanallah.